gonna call the meeting to order. This is the regular meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show, all members are present.
Fantastic. This is the time for public comment. Is there anybody online?
There's not.
Michael? And there's nobody in the audience, but this would be the time where we would have public comment for any items that are not on the agenda. Hearing none, I'm gonna close public, or seeing none and hearing none, I'm gonna close public comment and move on to approval of the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the water wastewater minutes.
I will second it, and that will carry that motion. And now it's time for updates. Who gets to go first? Update, who gets the filter project? So I'll talk at once.
Mike Yuraka.
Mike, are you there?
Oh, yeah, sure, okay. So, we have an item on the agenda for the Marina Waterline Crossing, and there's three components to that. There's the work of the contractor. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, hold on, Mike. Let's start in the order that we have it on the agenda, just because we're recording this thing, which is update on the filter project.
I'll have Aaron do the update on the filter project. Go ahead. Just, there's a delay, and just explain that, please.
I think I found out about this the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
Go ahead, give us the Reader's Digest version of why we still can't drive down our driveway.
It's really close to me. Hello, so on the filter project, there was some interference with some utilities with the, what you would call the potable water line that goes to the filter. This happened maybe, I'd say about 3 weeks to a month ago. And what the original design was to have that potable water line come underneath on the south side of the Willow Lake Booster Building. It was going to be connected underground, and it was going to run all the way north to the new filter. We found some underground utilities in the way, so there was a design change to bring it above ground and tie into it. Unfortunately, that blocks access for any work to well 6. You lose that driving path right there. So there was some changes again to that, to go ahead and extend that potable water connection line all the way up to the fence line on the very south side of that property. So that's, luckily we caught it in time where they didn't make the new.
Are we waiting for design on that or what?
Not the design, the custom piece that ties into the distribution pipeline that comes out of the booster building.
So we're waiting for material.
Correct. Originally they were going to make one. Didn't get made in time. But the new one is currently under construction.
So I'm confused. Is it going to be underground or above ground? Above ground, just around next to the fence?
It's going to be underground until it gets to the planter box, and then it will be
above ground.
A portion of above ground, and then it goes back into the distribution pipeline.
Okay.
The main distribution pipeline.
Yeah. Nothing's changed since we went out and walked it.
Thursday.
So last week, no.
Okay. All right, very good.
Thank you.
So we're waiting for them to manufacture the connection because, it doesn't happen the way it was going to happen before, different angles and different connections.
They have a timeline on that?
Yes, unfortunately. Push the project back. We're thinking the end of April to be completed.
Okay.
All right, there's the update on the filter project. Update on the Newport Point development. I think that's you again, Aaron. We'll get to you, Mike, I promise.
No problem.
So, in discussions of the Newport Point development, there was discussions on what they were going to do with their, I want to say wastewater, it's not wastewater, stormwater.
Mm-hmm.
The stormwater would come into the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
And we own that ditch, and we were in the processes of discussing on coming up with a way for this, for their HOA or for that development to pay for the maintenance upkeep of that ditch. And then after brainstorming of that over length of time, come up to the decision to sell that portion of the ditch to the development for them to maintain, so we don't have to, because if we were going to maintain it, we would require some kind of easement access on the other side of the ditch, on the west side of the ditch, so we can actually...
It should be somebody's backyard.
It. But that would change their development plan. They would have to delete some of the houses or shorten the houses or something like that. So it's in their best interest. And that's, that was successful. So now the Newport development plan owns that ditch.
Sweet.
So my only concern would be that they don't prop, because that still has stormwater. It's not just their stormwater that goes through that ditch. So it, do we have, is there any enforcement written into the contract if they're not maintaining the ditch as it needs to be maintained to make sure that we don't have any issues? Or am I overthinking?
That's the start of the ditch. So that ditch starts there and continues south. That is the start of the stormwater
ditch. It goes
ditch.
Back towards four, right? Goes past Newport, near Newport plant?
Yes, but there's a ditch that runs east and west that's on the south side of the Newport treatment plant. And it tees and then it goes north and south.
Okay.
But that's the actual start of that ditch.
So really, the part that we sold to them, they were the only ones using it. Because ours starts,
correct.
Obviously we own it from there forward still.
Correct.
Okay. Did we do, was that?
We talked about that.
What were the details on that sales? There was no money made on that, right?
No.
Correct.
Yeah, it's just more or less relinquish us of responsibility and liability.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. You're out of the ditch. Now, Michael Uraka, you're on.
Okay, thank you. So, the item, the marine waterline repair, three parts of that. One is the general contractor who's going to open up both sides of the pipeline, tend to the pipeline, get everybody for the liner company to come in and put the liner inside that pipe. The third part is for Ludolf and Scalmini to do the provide engineering services during construction. And we recently found out that because we had the liner company give us a proposal to do that work, we were under the impression that the liner that was being used was proprietary to them, but we actually just recently found out that it's not, and that we could go out and get some other quotes to try and bring the price down for the liner portion of this project. So what we're gonna do is recommend that that we pull the item from the board meeting agenda to give us time to investigate that possibility and then bring this back to the board at a subsequent meeting.
Okay.
Is it going to delay the project, Mike?
Yes, it'll delay the project, but it's not a critical pipeline for us.
So how does that affect the pricing? We don't know. But is that pricing included in Ford's a proposal?
No. Ford's no. Yes and no. The pricing we got we did include in with the. Let me back up a second here.
Because they're managing that part of the project still, even though. It's a subcontractor, right? I mean, it's part of their contract to manage that, correct?
They do need to interface with In Situ Form to get the liner installed, yes. But the town is paying In Situ Form for the liner. It's not part of the WR4
okay.
Scope.
I got you.
It's this one right here.
I got, what's that?
It's right here.
Where are you?
Back page. Oh.
So at the end of the day, we're hoping that the price comes down for the entire project once we confirm that we can get better pricing for the liner portion of it.
How long do you think that will take? Are you going to have to go back out to bid for it?
Well, that's going to be part of our discussion amongst ourselves is should we go out to bid or just informal proposals or things of that nature. Those are things we need to take into consideration. So it could be another month or two.
Are there multiple other contractors that do this, or just? It's a fairly specialized process.
It is fairly specialized, but there was one contractor that reached out to us just recently, saying, "Hey, I can do this work for you a lot cheaper." And we're like, "Really? Okay, let's talk." And so that's where we came actually this morning, and I had Jason from Little Fiscalini talk to this contractor and get more information. So, yes, there are other contractors that can do this work.
Okay. Understood, and I think it's a great idea.
I'm okay with it.
No big deal. We'll just pull that with no pomp and circumstance tonight before the... we'll have Michael pull that off the calendar. And for good cause. And I appreciate that, and I'm glad we were able to find an alternative. And, you know, we have to obviously do our due diligence and make sure that they have the experience and the references and such to make sure that it's going to be done properly. I'm always a little leery if somebody says I can do that a lot cheaper. But
absolutely, and you're absolutely right. The due diligence is what we want to do.
Okay. You got anything else for us?
I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye. Okay. So that is moving us on to future agenda items. We'll let you guys come up with that stuff, unless you have something.
No good.
Yeah. So you guys put together that as we need it. And well, that was a relatively
go to
easy meeting.